What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Seb Talks. Today is probably one of my favorite episodes. It's a very important episode to me because today I'm celebrating 1 year of doing business. So wherever you're at right now, whether you drink alcohol or you drink Kool-Aid, I want to cheers with you. Here's a... Yep, there we go. I want to cheers, you guys. I want to cheers to everyone who's listening. I want to cheers for a crazy, crazy year. And in this podcast, I want to talk about what has happened. What have I learned? Have I learned anything? So we'll find out. So listen, 1 year. 1 year of being uncertain, 1 year of learning things about myself, 1 year of ups and downs. I think the best way for me to describe this year is to start from the beginning. And for those of you who know my journey, you know that it hasn't been a clear path for me. I've been very uncertain with things. I haven't really had like a clear idea of, oh yeah, this is what I want to do. And when I quit my job, I literally had no idea how I was going to make money. I just knew I wanted to do something on my own. At this point, I had experience with social media, experience with management, with public speaking. And at this point, I was 23 years old. So you fast forward to where I am now, and it's crazy. It blows my mind, the fact that it's already been 1 year. So I think when we talk about the evolution of my business, the first, you know, when I first quit my job, I was able to get a few clients from the company I was working at. And what I was able to do is I was able to offer them a big package. It was a big ticket clients, people that are willing to pay more money than the average. And through that, I was able to not just replace my income, but I was able to multiply it by 3 or 4 times. And I think at this point of my life and at this point of my business, I looked at that and I said, what the fuck is going on? I said, how is it possible that I was just able to 4x my monthly income, like just like that? And that's when it kind of hit me. Like, money is not necessarily hard to get. You just have to go out there and find it. And so because this happened, I'll be honest with you guys. I offered my services, including website development, click funnels, so sales funnels. They included social media coaching. They included marketing advice. They included anything and everything I could think of. And that was a big mistake on my part. Why? Because I was just trying to do as much as I possibly could instead of focusing on a very, very small problem and trying to fix that in the best way that I could. Yeah, I started with these clients. I had actually a few clients in my first 2 months. And honestly, you guys, I was rolling. Like, when I tell you, I just felt like I was the king of the world. I felt like nothing could stop me. I felt like I was all the way up. Just kidding. But I felt so happy, and I felt so just like, oh man, like, this is easy. This is so easy. Like, I can do this forever. And then as time went by, I realized a few things. I realized that, number one, there's so much shit behind every single thing that you can hire someone for. If you hire someone to develop a website for you, there's so much work and so much learning and so much training and so much effort that has to be put into that, that you don't see behind the scenes. And so when I started doing this, I started working with different people. I started working with website developers, graphic designers, all this stuff. And I realized that it's very, very complicated. It's very complex. And the person that offers everything at once, that is a lot of work. That's a lot of work. So as time went by, I was literally figuring it out. And when I tell you I was figuring it out, hold on 1 second. When I tell you I was figuring it out, it would be like, all I was doing was just researching on Google, researching on YouTube, talking to people in the industry, asking them questions. It was so stressful because I felt like I owed people something, which I did. I mean, people were giving me their money. And because of that, I was doing everything that I could. I was, I was spending sleepless nights just thinking of how to solve one problem. And what happened was I got very loosey-goosey with my money. I started hiring people to teach me stuff. I started hiring or outsourcing people to do small projects for me. And as this kept happening and happening and happening, my income, the 4X that I had made, started deteriorating very, very fast. So as you fast forward to 6 months later, I was in a completely different world. It's funny because I remember this. It was during the winter. It was very cold. It was getting, you know, the sunrise was super late. I just felt so unmotivated and so different. I just felt odd. And I remember waking up and feeling like, fuck, I don't want to do this. And that to me was a scary moment because to me, I was like, oh my God, I quit my comfy corporate job. I got to fucking travel, talk to people. I had security, especially with COVID happening at that point. I was just like, wait, hold on, wait a second. Like, am I good? Like, is everything okay? There was never a moment where I was like, oh my God, I want to go back to work. Never, 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 never. But there was definitely a moment of like, wait, did I make the right choice? That was definitely in my mind. And so as you fast forward, I remember in February of 2020, I went to a ClickFunnels conference, and it was a lot of money for me. It was thousands of dollars spent on the tickets, like the flights, the hotel, the conference itself. I flew out to California from Tennessee after to go see Carly for a wedding. And it was at this moment right there where I was just like, oh my God, this is it. This is the dream. You know, I was paying for my own shit. I was traveling everywhere. And it was like the world was at the palm of my hands. At this moment, I still, you know, even though there were very stressful times, to me, my entrepreneurship journey was a very pleasant one. It was one that I didn't really mind. It was one that was giving me a lot of success very, very fast, a lot of money. And it wasn't until later that I started to see the other side of things. Just, I feel like that time was so weird to me because I didn't know what to expect and I didn't know how things were going to go. But I will say that at this point, because I'm a digital company, everything that I do is online, and not just that, but everyone that I talk to needs help with their social media and with their digital products. It was fine. It didn't really affect me at all. But it was definitely a moment of uncertainty. And there was a lot of times where I was like, wait, am I going to be okay? And I guess the only thing that was really holding me there was the fact that I had saved up a ton of money. Like when I say a ton of money for me, it was like $50,000 in my bank account, which is a lot of money for me. Okay. And so as this kept happening, I was growing the business. I was, you know, working out with my clients. And I realized that my biggest problem is that I'm not selling enough. I have a lot of high-ticket clients, but I'm not getting cold leads. I'm not converting them into actual clients. So what happens is once you stop working with those high ticket clients, once you complete your job, then what do you do? And that is literally where I'm at today. that's where I'm at today, because I never thought what is going to happen once I stop working with these people. And so what the biggest mistake that I've done this year is I haven't taken action when it comes to being salesy. And that's one thing that I have noticed during this entire year is the fact that I haven't taken action in a lot of things. I haven't taken action. For example, when I first quit my job, I was so fucking scared of posting on social media because I was afraid that people would judge me. My coworkers, my ex-coworkers would judge me. My family would judge me. My friends would judge me. What the fuck is that? Like, why would I let those things stop me from living the life that I want to live? It took me so long just to post a freaking video on social media just because I was afraid of their judgment. This is something that I cannot stress enough. If you're listening to this and if you're someone that is being held back from doing something that you want to do because of other people's judgment, you need to snap out of it. You need to stop, because those are the things that you're going to regret not doing in the future. Those are the things that you're going to say, why the fuck did I care so much about this? Like, why did I even bother to think that that person in the back of my mind would even care about the content that I'm creating? I feel like we give ourselves too much credit. We think that people are constantly looking at what we do and people are constantly thinking and talking about what we're doing. No one gives a shit about you. And that's a good thing. No one cares. Everyone has their own problems. And while, yes, yeah, sometimes people will talk negatively about you, and some people will judge you and try to pull you down, it's never about you. It's never about you. It's always about that person. It's always about them not fulfilling their goals, not doing what they want to be doing. And when they look at someone like you who's chasing their dreams, who's doing something out of the ordinary, they look at themselves and say, wait, what the fuck? Am I supposed to be doing that? Should I be doing something like that? And if they are too afraid, or if the answer is not what they're looking for, they're going to do everything they can to say, yo, Sebastian, stop doing that. Stop trying. Come back to work. Go back to work, right? So that to me has been a huge, huge eye-opener. You know, I'm 24 years old. I'm not a teenager anymore. And that is one thing that scares me so fucking much. Because when I started getting into business, I was in my late teens. And now I'm halfway through my 20s. And I'm so afraid. I don't know why. I don't know if you out there listening feel the same way. Whether you're 18 or you're 35 or you're 25, do you feel like your life is passing you by? And do you feel like you haven't done enough with your life? Like, to me, I always, you know, when I was 18, I always thought this. I said, when I'm 21, I'm going to be a millionaire. That was always my goal. And now I realize I didn't know what I wanted. I thought I wanted to be a millionaire, but now that I'm, if you ask me today, I don't want to just be a millionaire. I want to build a legacy. I want to build a foundation of something bigger than myself. And what that is, I have no idea what it is yet. I have no idea. But I promise you, if you feel the same way, if you want to build something bigger than what you currently have, you need to go out there and chase it. And it might not seem like a clear path for you. It might not be so clear, but you still need to go out there and try. Because again, if you live out your life with fear, and if you get to the point later in your life where you're full of regret and you're full of anger at other people because you simply didn't try, that's going to be hard, not just for you, but for everyone around you. So Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. That is one big lesson that I've learned. Another big lesson that I've learned this year is finances. I mean, I think when it comes to business, I never figured it would be so much shit behind opening up a business. Like, for example, I am paying, you know, Carly's working with me, my wife. She's working actually for me. And because of that, I have to get her on payroll. I have to hire a payroll guy. Okay. I have to hire a health insurance lady that can help me figure all that stuff out. I obviously have to hire a CPA. These are all things that I never thought about. And during this process, I'm telling you, there's been so many instances where I've had to, I don't know, just like email back and forth for hours and hours trying to figure one thing, one document out just for my taxes. All those things have been a pain in my ass. I'll say it right now. I love money. I love finances. But this has been such a steep learning curve for me because I had no idea how much went into a business. So definitely keep that in mind. And I think when it comes to finances, not just that aspect of things, but spending money. When you get a lot of money, you spend a lot of money. When you don't get that much money, you don't spend that much money. And I think for me, my problem was that I got too much money too quick. And because of that, I was so, like I said, so loosey-goosey that I was just buying. I never bought like anything like flashy. No, I'm not that type of person. I really am not. But I bought stuff like courses. I paid professionals to teach me stuff. I paid professionals to do some type of work for me. When in reality, like for example, oh my God, one of my biggest mistakes, I paid $2,000 for a logo. Okay? Paid $2,000 for a logo as a startup. Keep that in mind. Just the fact that I spent so much money so early for something that is not necessary at that point, it baffles me. And I think, holy shit, I wish I could go back and say, no, buddy, sorry, put your wallet away. I wish I could go back and do that. But, you know, it's all part of the learning experience. I truly believe that. I truly, truly believe that. So finances have been a big, big lesson for me. I'm still learning a ton. I'm also learning that I am not a person who easily gets things done. And what that means is I'm someone that is full of ideas all the time. I'm thinking, how can I make this better? How can I improve the system? How can I improve this process? What type of content can I create? How would that perform versus other content? I'm always thinking ahead. But when it comes to actually doing the work, I struggle. And that has been, like, again, one of the biggest things. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know how hard it is for me to actually start something and finish it. I didn't know how hard it was for me to do the small things, like taking care of like stupid emails or taking care of like stupid tasks I don't want to take care of, right? And I call it stupid because I just don't enjoy it. And I think that's one of the great things about working with my wife. She is a person that she doesn't like uncertainty, while I really do. She doesn't like to procrastinate, while I am the master of procrastination, which I will stop doing, by the way. And she's the type of person that just gets things done. She goes and goes and goes, gets it done as soon as she can, and then she moves on to the next task. She's done by like 2 p.m., and I'm working, literally right now it's like 7 p.m. and I'm still working, right? It's something that I have had to learn over time and something that I think I'm getting better at. But that's one of my biggest weaknesses for sure, for sure, for sure. Here's another lesson. I am learning to celebrate my success a little bit more. I think when it comes to anything that I do, anything that I accomplish, I've always been the type of person that I don't like celebrating success. And I think it's something that from my upcoming, I think, just like my family, right? Like my family raised me that way. And I'm the type of person that if you achieve or when you achieve something, you move on. You always think of, okay, what's the next step? How can I get better? And I, honestly, there's a love-hate relationship with that. Because I love it because I'm very driven. I'm very motivated. And I want to do the best that I can while I'm on this planet. But at the same time, it hurts me because I miss out on a lot of things. And I'm very hard on myself. Meaning I don't take the small moments in my life and say, and pause, right? Because I feel like that's life in a way. Like you have to be able to say, stop and look around and appreciate the beauty around you and appreciate the accomplishments around you. And to me, that has been a hard thing to do. It's been a hard thing to do. And sometimes I think, oh man, like, it's funny, everyone says this, and I know I'm just barely getting started. This is my year one, but people always say, you know, with everything, you don't know how good you have it until it's gone. And I think, wow, I look back at when I first made my first 10K, right? And I think, wow, that was such a cool moment. That was such a cool moment. And I think, man, like, I wish I would have stayed and just kind of enjoyed it instead of saying, okay, fuck, I just got a lot of money, time to get to work. I was very, very much like that. So I definitely think in the future, I want to become a better person when it comes to celebrating my success, because this shit is hard. And I'm not saying I only have it hard, because I know whether you work for a company or you have a shitty job or you're going through things right now, I know everyone has hard moments, but we also need to learn to appreciate the good moments in our life. So yeah, that's what I've learned so far, you guys. Like I said, it's just, to me, I just wanted to sit down. I wanted to sit down to close things off. How I feel is this way. It's been 1 year exactly. Like literally, if I think about it, 365 days ago, I said peace out. Right? I said, guys, love you guys. Good luck with everything. I'm out. And fast forward a year later, I'm here and I'm thinking, I feel like I haven't started. I feel like I haven't started. There are so many things that I know I could look back at and be like, oh my God, you could do so much better. Oh my God, you could do better at nurturing new leads. Oh my God, you could do better at celebrating your success or being good with your money. All that stuff, I could have done so much better. But it's so exciting to me. It's so, so exciting to me, because when I look back and when I see all the crazy shit that has happened in the last year, I know that this upcoming year is going to be nuts. It's going to be crazy. And it makes me excited, man. I don't know. I'm super grateful to be in this position. I'm grateful for the people that have been following my journey. I'm grateful for the good and the bad things that have happened to me. I'm grateful for all my clients, my previous and my current clients. I'm grateful for all the followers and the people that have stuck with me. I'm grateful for all the supporters, people that have told me, oh, I like your podcast, man. I like how real you are. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And more than anything, you guys, this right here is so that I can look back, because I do regret not recording my journey at the beginning of this business. And I don't want to keep making that mistake. I want to make sure I have this so that I can show my kids, and so that I can see myself years down the line and say, look how fucking dumb Sebastian was. Just kidding. But look how dumb, look how naive he was. He was so little. He didn't know what he was talking about. Because, I mean, honestly, that's the case. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't. And if anyone out there makes you feel less because they seem like they got it all together, they don't. They don't. You need to go out there and just do whatever's best for you. You guys, again, fucking love you. I appreciate you. If you're listening to this, I hope you're taking a sip of whatever you're drinking, because it is a celebration. It's a big accomplishment. And I can't wait to see what year two brings ahead. So thanks again for listening. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you want to connect with me, you know, find me on social media at Sebas Garcia X. And if you want to work with me, let me know. I'm looking for people always. So again, love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And have a great, 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 great life. Great everything. All right. Take care.